Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, March the 23rd, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which is to be found at the top of my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a quick look to see what we have today. Of course, most of it is virus-based, but that is so overwhelming that I don't think anybody would quibble with the priority that I give here. My first segment is how the coronavirus itself has been so totally misunderstood. And the world has no understanding or estimation of the virus, which is really extremely troubling, not only from a social context, but from the financial consequences, which I will discuss in quite a lot of detail. Then I'll talk about another example of the fraud authorized by the official criminals domiciled at the Federal Reserve, what I call epic-scale counterfeiting. It is so outrageous, it begs for words to describe, frankly. Then comes the weekly bad news Boeing report, another downturn in the fortunes of Boeing, and Standard & Poor's last week downgraded Boeing's debt to BBB, which is the lowest investment grade that exists, so that's not good news. Then I'm going to talk about the impact of the fear and hysteria connected to this virus, which in my opinion is greater than the risk of the virus itself. As you know, the world has been gripped by a genuinely titanic and insane hysteria. So I'll have quite a lot to say about that. Then we will talk about one of the principal reasons why the US is so unprepared, being that it spends so much on war in relation to what it spends in public health. Another outrageous scandal which needs to be dealt with at some length, which I shall do. Then 3 little tidbits to conclude the show. The petty crimes are being dropped by prosecutors for the time being, to stop the overcrowding of jails where the virus could spread. Then I will talk about the ridiculous new sanctions that Donald Trump is trying to impose upon Russia for the crime of, wait for it, lowering the price of oil, because he's all bent out of shape that the frackers aren't going to get it, make any money because the price is too low. Never mind the public, who love low oil prices, including filling up the car with cheap gas. No, no, no. It's much more, as usual, much more important to deal with the rich and powerful, the oil magnates. Too bad, huh? Then I ask the question as to whether the US airlines are due morally for a bailout. They're asking for $50 billion, plus another $8 billion for the freight airlines, whether that is morally acceptable or not. Up to you, ladies and gentlemen. I shall leave it to your worldly wisdom to make up your own minds on that. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I'll gladly email you 3 free shows individually upon demand so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email, and in the subject line, just write something like sample shows, and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times that you're living in. So do feel free, select any of the 3 shows from the archives on my Podbean page. And if you don't have any preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows, which contain matters of interest like the coronavirus, which are fresh in your mind, and help you to see how I treat them and whether you wouldn't like to take it a little further. So with that, let me finish with my contact information, my email address, which you will need if you want to call for the 3 free shows. The email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now that is on my Podbean page up the top, but if you haven't written it down, it's there, so you'll find it. Once again, RWL, that's my initials, rwlmartin1@aol.com. Then I have a Facebook page and a Twitter page. And my Facebook page, which you should consult from time to time for things which are a little bit too short for the show, but I think you should know anyway. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now that's all lowercase, one word, no spaces, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Okay? My Twitter address for the one-liners that come out of my brain from time to time, quite a lot of them this week, I may say, is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. Now that's RM for Richard Martin plus Wake Up Call. Again, all one word, lowercase, no punctuation, no spaces. RM Wake Up Call. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you a wonderful week ahead. I will be back. This is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call on Friday with another synopsis. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.